break it down, down like this.
Hey, 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 welcome along everyone to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman. You are tuned in to another episode where we are going to crush an amazing workout where you are going to get faster, your lungs are going to get stronger. This month we are moving away from the repeats that we've been doing last month, and we're using that speed to generate more aerobic fitness, more endurance. So switching that speed, that good technique that we've been practicing, and moving it into some longer stuff. So this week is a good transition, a workout from what we've been doing into what we are going to be doing over the coming weeks. So the workout is nice and simple. 4 times 30 seconds strides, then 4 times 1K at your 5K race pace. So 4 times 30 seconds strides, that's by feel. You don't have to do like 200s like we've been doing in the past. Just 4 times 30 seconds, nice and fast, but always controlled. Jogging for about 90 seconds after each of those strides, that'll set the foundation for good technique. And then we move into the 4x1K at your 5K race pace, 2 minutes jog after each of those. Nice and simple. Man, I love this sort of session, because you start off with a real focus on speed and technique, and then you shift to trying to use that technique to express good intensity in terms of lung intensity, in terms of getting oxygen to where it's going, increasing your oxygen carrying capacity. So that's what this workout is all about, trying to hit those two zones. So when we're talking 4 times 30 second strides, that's one part of the workout, that's technique and speed. The second part, we're really trying to crank up your lungs, get things working solidly, not for a crazy long period of time, but for a good amount of time that's going to leave you feeling like, whoa, that was a workout, but it's not going to totally smash you. So you remember, you should be able to do 5K non-stop at that speed. So don't get carried away with the 1K reps as well. So that's really important. So as you do this workout, keep in mind the why of what we're trying to do. The start is speed and technique. The second part is very much lung development, improving your ability to get oxygen to where it's needed when the going gets tough. So I mentioned before about using the technique and the speed development that you're doing with the strides to translate over into the 1K reps, into the grind, the intensity of the 1K reps. So that's a really important tool, because when the going gets tough, you need something to go to. And I often talk about this in Workout of the Week, is you need some mental game plans going into those tough moments when it's getting, you know, you're 600 meters into a 1K rep, you've already done 3 or 4 of them, you're starting to feel that pinch. And what you don't want to do is just sort of strain and, you know, muscle it out and grind through it and end up with a really sloppy form, end up not really enjoying the workout because it's so hard work. But if you've got a process that you can go to that gets you through those tough times, then not only are you developing that good technique in that part of the tough part of the workout, but you're also making it a lot more achievable on a regular basis to do this sort of work. So you don't become afraid of it. You have that positivity. You know, I've talked a lot about on this show that voluntarily going after some suffering, voluntarily confronting the beast. If you voluntarily do that, you're going to be much better able to, you're going to enjoy it a lot more. Whereas if you involuntary, you know, hit this hard zone, like, oh, Hayden, why did you make me do this workout so hard? And your technique falls apart, you start slowing down a little, and you just sort of grind your way through to the end. That's sort of an involuntary suffering that you're going through there. But if you switch into, no, I can do something about this to get myself better to the finish and in a better condition. If you go into it that way, you're going to come out with a better mindset or with a better feeling about how you approach that workout. And if you're happy, you'll come back for more. And if you come back for more, you get fitter. You become a fitter, faster, stronger runner. So it all works. If you can make your workout as happy as possible, yep, it's hard, but it's happy. It all contributes to making you a healthier, happier runner and a person ultimately. So while we're talking about how to go about this workout, that's the 1K reps start side of it. Now, for those who have joined the show or can't remember what these strides are, we call them strides. A lot of people have different words for them. Some people might call them sprints. Now, I wouldn't call them sprints because we avoid getting into that sprint zone. So at the most, it's like 800 meter race pace. Now you can't sprint for 800 meters. So it's not like 400 meter race pace, something like that. It's sub threshold. And for most people, it's well below that sprint threshold. So more like mile pace. And so you might even start off like the first stride might be at 3K race pace or race effort. Then you might move up to mile race effort, and the last two might be at 800 meter race effort. But the beauty of strides is that you're focusing on the technique, so the speed almost doesn't matter. You're about getting your body into those right positions, standing tall, getting that cadence going well, good powerful knee drive, getting your heels nice and high as they come up through, using your arms to develop power and speed for your legs. So all of that stuff is what you're thinking about when you're doing the strides. And why we call them strides or stride outs is it's a chance to move from jogging where you're just quick cadence, smaller steps to lengthening out your stride, really powering out through the ground. So don't think of them as sprints. Don't think of them as like hard interval training. This is technique, speed development work where you have heaps of recovery afterwards. You're totally recovered, ready to go for the next one. You're just thinking about technique and speed, not tiredness. The tiredness we save for the second part of the workout, the 4x1K. So that's a little 101 on how to tackle your strides.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now, before we get into the thought of the week, I just wanted to also mention that it's a really good idea to have a local 1K loop somewhere that you know is roughly 1K, or maybe it's, you know, just short or just long of 1K, but it's a loop that you can accurately measure with your GPS watch and you can use it for this type of session. Now, the reason I suggest doing it on a loop is that if you've got windy conditions, that can really blow out. Like if you're doing like in my hometown, we've got this beautiful coastal walkway with 1K markers all the way along, which is awesome. But if you're doing 1K reps, you know, 1K one way, 1K back, the trouble is if it's windy, you're getting these really different readings depending on which direction you're going. Whereas on a looped course, it kind of levels itself out. It's not perfectly, it usually slows you down a little bit, but at least you'll get a consistent reading between reps and you'll understand how fast, how hard you're going for each of those. So that's just a little suggestion. Find somewhere in your neighborhood where you can do these sorts of 1K reps on a regular basis. And the thought for the week. This week, I'm going to be talking about double runs, doubling up, so doing two runs in one day. What, are you crazy, Hayden? Yes, people do this. Yes, I have done many double runs in my life. In fact, I've done a period of triple runs. Now that's a whole nother story. So the why, the how on double runs. So first of all, why you would want to do them. Most of all, you would do them to increase volume. So you've kind of maxed out, you're at maybe 6, maybe 7 days per week. You need to add some volume, but you can't just run for 2 hours every day. So adding in an extra run is a great way of producing that volume. Another reason you might do it is, let's say you've got a key afternoon workout. If you're doing workout of the week in the evening or at lunchtime, But you usually run in the mornings, and so you kind of want to wake your body up, get yourself ready for the day at work, and you know, just a little shakeout run. So you might get out for a 20-minute, 30-minute jog in the morning just to shake things out and be primed and ready to go for your key workout later in the day. Also, vice versa is true. So you might do a really hard session in the morning, end up like sitting at a desk for the rest of the day, and at lunchtime you just want to go out and again just shake the legs out. So I'd usually recommend people to do that with walking or with swimming. But if you're high mileage, then maybe you could just use that little shakeout walk as a run, so a 20 to 30 minute shakeout. So they're kind of the main reasons you'd be doing double runs. The other one is just fitting around your life, fitting around family, work pressures. Maybe you don't have time for an hour. So maybe you're a parent and your child sleeps twice a day, and you've got these two little windows where you could fit in a 20 to 30 minute jog on the treadmill, something like that. So if that's the case, great idea. Also commuting. So this is where I did my three runs in a day. I would run to the train station. It was about a 20 minute run to the train station, get the train to work, go to work, shower. Yes, I was stinky. I was that stinky runner in the back of the train. And then at lunchtime, I'd do my key run. So that might be more like an hour. And then I would catch the train back and 20 minutes from the train station to my house. So I did this for quite a long time. I was doing triple runs probably, I don't know, three times a week. It was a great way of adding mileage, but man, was I wiped out. So that really brings us to how to do it, how to achieve these triple runs. So first of all, keep one of those runs short. And when you start doing double runs, I just said triple runs before, when you start doing double runs, make sure that both of those runs is short. Eventually, you'll be able to have one a little bit longer and maybe get up to the point of having both kind of around an hour. Like if you're running 100 miles a week, you probably need a couple of days a week where you're running 1 hour twice a week. But for most, and especially when you start, just nice and short. The other thing is keep one of those runs nice and easy. As I said before, if you're doing a workout in the morning or the evening, the other one should be super light, super duper light, maybe even some walking breaks in it. It's a shakeout, it's a flush out type run. Number three, and really leveraging off those two points, just ease into it. Like anything with running, you've got to ease into it. So first double day, you might do one a week, and the first one's only a 15 to 20 minute run. Nice and cruisy. Next week, you might step it up to 25 to 30 minutes. And like I said before, you'd eventually grow it up into a longer run. But it's always easy. It's always light. You'd never do two hard runs in a day. That would be too much for most people. Unless, of course, you're training for, you know, an ultra or a multi-stage endurance race, or training for two track events in one day. They're the exceptions, of course. Expect to feel a bit heavy at first. So this is a really interesting one. You do your morning run and then you go out for a lunchtime run or an evening run. Expect to feel just a bit weird, like you're kind of woken up, your body's awake, but it's just like it's got the effects of that earlier run in it. So it's this weird mixture of like, yeah, you're woken up, you the blood's kind of flowing, but there's this, sort of this heaviness to your legs. So expect that. That's totally normal. Number five, just work out those timings with your meals. So this is often the tricky one. You might be used to running in the mornings, maybe with no food in your stomach, and then you go to run at lunchtime or in the evening where it's like, oh, when do I eat? This is weird. And also vice versa. So you just need to work that out. Try to stick, if you prefer running on an empty stomach, try to stick with that and have a little fast, like 3 to 4 hours before your run. If you like to have a bit more food in your tummy, maybe that's and you're wanting to do a morning run, you usually do evening runs, sorry, that might mean that you've got to wake up a little bit earlier to get that banana down or the bagel or whatever it is that you need. So there's some tips on how to do double runs. Definitely ease into them. Keep them easy and short, definitely at the start. Expect to feel a little bit heavy at first. You will adapt to it and just work out those timings. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. That is your workout of the week. 4 times 30 seconds strides with nice, easy recovery jogs for about 90 seconds, maybe more if you need it. And then 4 times 1K at your 5K race pace. If you need to know your pace, jump on tempofit.org. Look up the race and pace calculator. Happy running, everyone. Get out there and crush this challenge.